This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he delayed yesterday's planned immigration raids on nearly a dozen cities because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up around 2,000 illegal aliens on Sunday, but the president called off the raids. New acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, says this not only affects people on the national level, it also affects people on the local level.
Look, I've been in a courtroom in Prince William County, Virginia, and watched a juvenile court judge try to deal with placing a child who was clearly illegal with a family who the child was clearly not related to.
Cuccinelli was speaking there on Fox News, and severe weather could affect over 50 million Americans today, from Georgia all the way up to Michigan, over to Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders wants to get rid of student loan debt for every American. The 2020 Democratic presidential candidate will put his plan before Congress today, and that will get rid of $1.6 trillion of debt for around 45 million Americans. Sanders' plan is light on details, as he says it would be paid for by Wall Street and Wall Street speculation. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has now declined for the seventh consecutive week. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The price dropped 2.5 cents a gallon down to right below $2.65. But according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that price will soon be increasing.
Prices at the pump last week declined basically due to previous drops in the price of oil. And that's why perhaps this last week of decline, the seventh straight week, may represent the last weekly decline we see for some time. It's likely that retail gas prices soon begin to pick up steam.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going in depth a little bit more on one of our top stories, what would a war with Iran look like? Where retired Marine Johnny Joey Jones joins Fox News and talked about what military action against Iran would look like.
I deployed to Afghanistan, I deployed to Iraq. I don't want to see anyone deploy. I think if Iran provoked us to that point, it would be a pretty quick and easy war. I really do believe that. I believe that Israel has a lot of firepower and would be right there with us. But I think that that's not the obvious solution. The obvious solution is, can we continue to pressure them? You know, I think their currency is down 60% now.
They're hurting.
Things like groceries and medication are up 60%. And so, you know, when you wound an animal, I'm a hunter. When you wound an animal, it doesn't lay there and say, please kill me. It tries to bite you, but it's wounded, so it can't. And that's what we see in Iran right now. They do not have the power to do what they want to do, and they're lashing out. And hopefully it's the last fleeting bite, not anything.
Jones also points out,
there's the issue of there's tensions with Iran, between us and Iran. I think that's a global issue. There are a lot of players involved, and it's going to work out. The other issue is how we treat incidents when it comes to international airspace, international water, because China is constantly provoking an international water. They do not recognize international water the same way we do, and there are incidents all along the way for 20, 30 years now.
And finally, former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is out of intensive care and slowly making progress in recovering from his gunshot wound that happened earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll here, America. How are you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. It is Monday all over the country, and it is time to, get back into the saddle and have as much fun as God will let us, right? Okay, well, got lots to talk about here, and lots coming up in the hour. We're going to be talking immediately about the Sunday talk shows, you know, what went on. I'm curious to get your input on this as well. And what you thought about the president, right on the brink of attacks on Iran in response to what Iran had done. Not only the oil tankers, the attack on the oil tankers, but certainly shooting down an unmanned drone, only about $150 million worth of military machinery that, brought to you by the people of the United States. They shoot it down, and no doubt the majority, in fact, it was unanimous there in the war room with the president that they said, we've got to respond to this. There was no exception on this. Kind of reminded me of the time when, talked about Abraham Lincoln. He would often consult with his advisors, and he'd go around and get their opinion, and they would all say, hey, you got to do this, and he would almost consistently choose just the opposite. Not that he was playing games with them. It's just, look at, you're the president of the United States. The buck stops with you, as we know that Truman had said. But that really is it. And Donald Trump takes that responsibility seriously. And the buck stopped with him, and he decided at the last minute, even though the ships were in position, nobody was in flight, but the ships were in position, they were ready, they had already had the orders set and published, and he said, look, considering the kind of devastation would take place, 150 people at least would die in these attacks, should we throttle it back? And, and I think that this was, in a sense bipartisan, because there were Democrats that didn't want us to move quickly. Again, this is a bit of a conundrum for the mainstream media, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and that. But of course they're not going to let anything go to waste. God forbid that they would support and say, well, the president made the right decision. I mean, one minute they say, well, he made the right decision. I'm glad he didn't, but. And you know, because you got to keep everything political, you know, for the sake of this time in which we live in, that Donald Trump is not going to get any support, because if anything is perceived from the Democrats as offering support, that becomes fodder for the 2020 election, right? And positive fodder for the president. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that, look, at we didn't unleash holy hell on Iran, you know, for what they did. But I think this was an opportunity, as we talked about on Friday. This was an opportunity for our allies and those five other countries involved in the joint JPOA to say, okay, look, at maybe we should support this president. No doubt the sanctions have taken an incredible toll on Iran's leadership and the people particularly. And this is what Donald Trump is trying to get across, and even get the message to the people that things could be better. If you come into the mainstream of the governments and of the countries of the of nations, then you can be a player. And, you know, as he says, you know, quite ironically, you know, make Iran great again. It was great before, and you could be great again. But you have to follow rules. You got to participate and be a part of the solution for the greater good of all nations, particularly in the Middle East. And your ambitions to seek a nuclear weapon would be unnecessary if you weren't being so aggressive. But if you want to continue to be aggressive and seek nuclear weapons, you know, hear Donald Trump clearly, and many in this country. And this was the problem that we had with the policy in JPOA and what Barack Obama and John Kerry had agreed to do in the previous administration. Yeah, there was a sunset clause. I mean, they said, well, there's no way that they're going to, you know, get a nuclear weapon. Well, what do you mean there's no way? I mean, they already have the foundational machinations in order to go to the next level and be on the road to a nuclear bomb. You know, they're set. All they've got to do is just go full bore on this deal. And we're deluding ourselves. Any kind of Democrat, anybody that would support that policy, is absolutely deluding themselves. Because basically, I think in the back of their mind, they're saying, hey, look, there's nothing we can do about this. We can't stop this. Well, thank God for Donald Trump, because he doesn't believe that. I mean, this is the same president who didn't believe that America was going to be saddled with a 1.8% GDP. This is what we love about the president, is that he's a president of possibilities. And he's constantly stretching out and reaching forward to say, hey, why can't we take care of these problems? Why can't NATO pay the right amount of money that they promised to pay? And Germany's getting some heat right now because they're still not paying up the way they should. Here's Germany, as wealthy as they are, and they're holding back. Hey, look at, you know, you got to quit chumping out on us, and you got to pay your fair share of NATO. Many of the countries, of course, here in the United States, oh, my goodness, you know, Donald Trump's asking these countries to pay. It's going to cause problems, the whole deal. Yeah, he caused problems, good problems. You know, Secretary General of NATO goes, gosh, I got more money and I know what to do with now. I can't believe this. You know, because of Donald Trump, we got, you know, I mean, he turned the screws on everybody in a nice, gentle, respectful sort of way. And they basically just said, hey, nobody asked. Well, we're asking. You know, it's time to pony up, pay your fair share, including Germany. Let's get on it, and let's make sure that we're protected. America is continuing to do our part by way of our own blood and our treasure and resources to help NATO and support NATO. Everybody needs to be all in. And it can't be the Americans, the American people, we the people, carrying an unfair share just because Germany and the rest of them want to lag behind and take advantage of the generosity of America. But, you know, we're bad people, you know. We just, you know, serve such ill will because we're protecting and supporting their national security that allows other parts of their industry and other parts of their industrial complex to thrive, because they're not having to put a lot of money into military efforts. Because why? Because they're counting on the United States. Thank you very much. And the United States means they're counting on we the people. Because this is America, and it's not about Donald Trump. It's about Americans. And when I say that, I know some people think, well, Bill, you're being rather nationalistic. And as we had a discussion last week, you know, we have to really pause for a moment and think, are we talking the connotation or denotation? I know this sounds like you're getting a little bit in the weeds, but this is what happens in the disconnect in the conversation, is that connotatively, you know, culturally, we think of nationalism as a synonym for patriotism. Well, by definition, and this is where Democrats are correct, but it's okay for them to pause and say, hey, look, this is my understanding of nationalism. And denotatively, according to the dictionary, it says that you're being rather aggressive, very, very Hitler-like, very Stalin-like when you say nationalism. So we need to be aware that that can be people's sensitivities and understanding. But you got to want to communicate. If you don't want to communicate, you want to stay in your respective corners, then you have the America that we have today. Everybody at everybody's throat, nobody understanding, everybody frustrated and saying, oh, we're in chaos and everybody's confused. Well, we're confused because we're not necessarily speaking the right language, and we're not wanting to pause long enough to listen to one another to make sure we understand what the other person is saying, right? Well, stay with us. The conversation will continue. We'll talk more about what happened in the Sunday news shows right here on Bill Martinez Live 15 after
Fellow
the top
Patriots,
of the hour.
My name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I know there's some people that cannot handle the truth. But get ready. It's coming at us, like it or not. And we can only hope that the leadership and the people that we need to be responsible on behalf of this country will continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. As, you know, we continue to move forward on this road, this yellow brick road that's rather disjointed by the Democrats that want to take us to impeachment. You know, it's just wearing everybody out. I mean, what good is this? All for the sake of the 2020? I mean, they're throwing everything on the line to try to win over Trump at all costs. We're going to talk with Ed Pizzoli a little bit later on this morning. And Ed, of course, down in Broward County, he's a Broward County official, worked on the Jeb Bush campaign. And knows all about, you know, I mean, probably knows too much. He probably would tell us about voter fraud more than he'd like. You talk about not handling the truth. I mean, this is a scary part for all the time that we have spent, you know, commiserating and all worried and concerned about Russia interference. You know, I think that, again, I still maintain that Vladimir Putin is just thinking he's just so wonderful because we made him into this incredible boogeyman. I mean, what, for $150,000 he actually got Trump elected? You really believe that? I mean, Hillary Clinton spent over $1 billion, not to mention all the other in-kind support that she got from the mainstream media and on and on. I mean, this is probably, if you really added this up, the most expensive, you know, presidential campaign in the history of America, the 2016 campaign. And you're going to say that somebody with outside influence, $150,000 in Facebook money and maybe some tweeting here and there or whatever, that they're going to affect, you know, who America chooses as the president of the United States. I mean, even Barack Obama, I think Barack Obama was right in one of the few times I would say that I would agree with him when he said that, you know, the country's system is so complex and decentralized that it's near impossible to, you know, to cheat. And I think near impossible is the operative word. And I believe there's cheating that goes on, that's been going on, this ballot harvesting issue. In fact, I spoke with Craig Huey from electionforum.com. He's going to be coming on in a couple weeks. And Craig's done a lot. In fact, he's going to be meeting with the president next week. And he told me the number of states that have authorized ballot harvesting and how many do it as a matter of practice. I mean, you can't believe the number. I mean, wait until he comes on. It's going to blow you away as to what's going on. And if you're even aware of ballot harvesting, you might say, oh, Bill, you're getting in the weeds here. No, this is what happened in California, for example, how they were able to turn, I think there was at least six solid red voting districts blue within one voting cycle. I got to say, that's impossible to do, even with all the illegal immigration, everything coming in and all that. That is impossible to do straight up. I mean, you've got to cheat in order to make that work, and that's what they did with ballot harvesting. You know, people, you know, of course, the road was already set in California with the things that they had already done. You know, Jerry Brown had already authorized that even illegal immigrants could have access to a California driver's license. Of course, now a driver's license gives them the ability to travel anywhere in the country. They can board a plane because they've got a driver's license. Along with the driver's license in California, as soon as you got a driver's license, you were automatically registered to vote. Well, what happens when an illegal gets a ballot in the mail? They're a bit confused because they're saying, well, you know, I'm not a legal citizen. I'm not supposed to vote. But they sent me a ballot. Now, you run the whole spectrum there. People going, well, I can't do this. I throw it away. I'm illegal. I can't even do that. But then you have others that are a bit confused and they say, okay, well, I don't know what to do. And then they get a call, you know, from the local Democrat that knows that they got a ballot, already has all the information, calls them up and says, hey, did you get a ballot? Yeah, but I don't think I'm supposed to vote. Hey, don't worry about it. We'll come. We'll pick that up for you. And all you got to do is just sign it and the whole deal. So they sign. They pick up all these envelopes. So the next thing you know, we've got thousands of ballots that have been harvested. And guess what happens? The person didn't vote, but it's turned over to this operative. And guess who votes? Guess who? Guess who colors in the square for them? You know, but the Democratic operative. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, we got thousands of votes coming in. This is what ballot harvesting is doing. Not only in California, but now in, according to Craig, something like 36 different states in various amounts of involvement is ballot harvesting is taking place. So, you know, is there voter fraud? Don't listen to Eric Holder. Eric Holder will tell you. I mean, he's like, wow, man, you're a smart guy. How can you tell people unless you're just blatantly lying to people? It's not a matter of us being confused or not being able to handle the truth. You're just flat out taking advantage of your position of responsibility. I mean, here you are, the former attorney general of the country. You're going to look into the camera and tell people that voter fraud doesn't happen, that it's some sort of delusion or some sort of conspiracy brought to you by the conservative right wing nuts, and you're going to say that, and I say, okay, let's just say voter fraud doesn't exist. Let's go along with your deal. Well, explain to me why people are getting arrested, going to jail, and being convicted of voter fraud if voter fraud doesn't exist. Okay, now there's so much on the line. What do you think the temptation and the reasonability or probability that voter fraud will take place? Because the Democrats are beside themselves. They are losing their skulls over Donald Trump. And another 4 years of Donald Trump, I don't know, maybe Barbara Streisand might move out of California once and for all. Who knows? You know, Cher's threatening to do the same. I mean, before she was saying, hey, let everybody come to my house. Oh, no, there's too many. Tell us, they can't come to my house. And, it's just comical, you know, how the left looks at this. You know, outside of reason. And I mean, why can't we just somewhere, you know, find some place in the middle? I mean, and I'm not saying Democrats shouldn't be part of the conversation or independents or just people who think like me or whatever. No, we need everybody involved in the conversation here. This is how America works best, is with bipartisanship. And there's a problem with our messed up government that, oh, yeah, by the way, we the people are paying for right now, you know, for them to be intransigent. Not taking care of the border issue, not taking care of, you know, the trade issue, giving, you know, the leaders overseas, whether it's China or our European partners, Japan and others, that America may be under new management pretty soon and that we're really not serious about this trade deal. We kind of like the way, Barack Obama and the way the Democrats worked out trade. We got a better deal. We were able to rip off those greedy Americans. And we could just steal from them all day long, and they just kind of put up with it. We could steal all their, intellectual property. We could give them, forced ownership. We just got away with all kinds of stuff for decades. Yeah, that's the kind of business. Those are the kind of business people we want to deal with. We don't want to deal with the Trump guy. He's going to hold us accountable and make sure that we're fair to the Americans. We don't like that. So, this is what happens, like in California, when you only have one group making all the rules, when you are a one-party state. It was never designed that way. And Gavin Newsom, I mean, what a joke. I mean, even as the governor of the United States, I mean, you're so arrogant to say that the Republican Party should be put on the ash heap of history. Gosh, I remember at one point when the Democrats were so poor, we had to do a fundraiser for them. Remember they were bankrupt, and we needed to raise money for them. And Republicans, everybody was involved in this to help them survive because they were so bankrupt because of the ridiculous decisions and the irresponsibility. I mean, they just don't have an idea on fiduciary responsibility. There's just something dysfunctional about Democrats this way. This is why they love socialism, because it gives them authority and it gives them a new treasury in which they can work on until they drain that. I mean, look what they've done to Social Security. And it's mostly Democrats. I mean, we can say it's bipartisan. And yeah, there is some bipartisan involvement. This is driven in part by the Democrats. Because remember what happened. It was under a Democratic president. Oh, yeah. Lyndon Baines Johnson, who took the lock off the box and got into our Social Security. And look where we are right now. Some are saying maybe it's got 7 years of life. And, of course, they're going to find a way to make it through. And meanwhile, you know, probably in that 7 years, Congress, right now, they're kind of tiptoeing around a raise. They're due for a raise. Haven't had one in 10 years. But it's going to be a tough one to sell. Maybe this raise and maybe two others in the next 7 years just to see if, you know, whatever, they get their share. While we, the people, continue to get bupkis and take it on the chin. Why not, huh? All right, Maureen Ferguson coming up next. We're going to talk about a big win for religious liberty. Thank you very much, SCOTUS. I'm Bill Martinez. 29 minutes. We're coming on that right now. 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he delayed yesterday's planned immigration raids on nearly a dozen cities because he wants to give Democrats every last chance to address immigration issues. ICE agents were expected to round up around 2,000 illegal aliens on Sunday, but the president called off the raids. New acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, says this not only affects people on the national level, it also affects people on the local level.
Look, I've been in a courtroom in Prince William County, Virginia, and watched a juvenile court judge try to deal with placing a child who was clearly illegal with a family who the child was clearly not related to. Mm.
Cuccinelli was speaking there on Fox News, and severe weather could affect over 50 million Americans today, from Georgia all the way up to Michigan, over to Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, we could only hope that we can trust their taste implicitly, right? I am Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Maureen Ferguson, as promised, senior fellow for the Catholic Association, joins us now. Maureen, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, good to have you here. Well, 7-2, pretty good decision. This war on religion continues, and no doubt, lest anybody think otherwise, it is full bore. But we're getting a couple of breaks here, and we can be thankful for Donald Trump, because I think without Donald Trump, we don't talk about Blandensburg World War One Memorial Cross. It's just done away with.
That's right. And according to the justices that had Hillary Clinton won, according to the justices that she would have appointed, they would have said that this World War One Memorial Cross should have been bulldozed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a pretty extreme position to say that we can't have any type of religious expression in the public square. It's totally contrary to our founding. So anyway, it was a huge win for religious liberty and for people of faith in the Supreme Court last week, because it's just, a huge defense of the fact that we are able to express our faith in the public square.
Yeah, I mean, basically what would happen is people want us to rewrite history and negate the influence of religious belief in the founding and the early years, and I would say up until the most recent years, until Barack Obama had made the exclamation that America was no longer a Christian nation. I think certainly there are Christians still making up, the body politic. But in this particular case, as you said clearly, if it would have been Hillary Clinton in the Oval Office, we wouldn't have gotten a 7-2 decision. I mean, that's a huge decision, and we can thank Donald Trump for that.
It's right. It's a huge decision. We are so grateful to have Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the court now, because it's just clear that the Constitution does not require that we eliminate symbols such as a World War II cross from the public square. Mm-hmm. And it's really a radical position that the American Humanist Association took, and that Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor took, in saying that this cross ought to be bulldozed, or the other solution that was proposed was mm-hmm. that they should just really desecrate the cross, take off the two arms so that it's more of a pole standing there. Do we think we ought to go to Normandy and knock down all the crosses at our graveyard in Normandy? And just to remind your listeners that this was a memorial cross erected in the town of Bladensburg, Maryland, to commemorate the 49 soldiers in the local community that had died in World War I.
Yes.
And it was erected by Gold Star mothers who had lost their sons in World War I in honor of these 49 soldiers from their community who had died. And, you know, it's been there all these years, but yet the forces of secularization in our culture literally wanted to see this cross either bulldozed down or have the arms of the cross removed so that it's just a memorial pole.
Right, exactly.
There's just nothing in the Constitution that requires that sort of radical secularization. It's a government hostility towards religion rather than government neutrality.
Well, as Kelly Shackelford, the president of First Liberty, stated, what has been happening is the left has been weaponizing the Establishment Clause for quite a while, and that's why the attack on religious symbols in public has continued. Now, Kelly is very optimistic in thinking, because of this decision, that the attack on religious symbols in public is over. I'm not convinced it's over, because they're fighting for another day. I mean, look what happened in California. I don't know if you heard about this, but they're taking down the bells in Santa Cruz. The bell, which is a historic Catholic marker, was deemed racist by school issues, and they're removing the El Camino Real bell, which was removed from the University of California, Santa Cruz. This was reported by Fox News. The bell was put on campus in the 90s. It was a copy of the original bells first put along California highways, as you might recall from your history. If that hasn't been erased from your history books, at least it was still there when I was studying, Maureen. But it was put along California highways in 1906 as a reminder of California's past. The bell marker, which memorializes the California missions and imagined route of travel that once connected them, is viewed by the Mom Mutson and many other California indigenous people as a racist symbol. So,
I definitely agree with you that I think the forces of secularization are not going to stand down, even given the lopsided vote in this Supreme Court decision with the Bladensburg Peace Cross. I think they will continue to push for the eradication of any expression of faith in the public square. I think you're absolutely right. And, you mentioned this example in San Francisco. Even think of the names of the cities in San Francisco. People don't realize the history there. The names of the cities along the San Francisco coast are the names of that were founded by the Catholic missions as they worked their way up the coast. San Jose, San Francisco. I mean, it's Blessed Junipero Serra.
Yes,
if
exactly.
Anyone happens to remember, who worked his way up the coast, founding missions along the coast, and that's where many of the coastal California cities get their names.
Mm-hmm. And the thing, Maureen, that needs to be reconciled with our history, and is the way it's being presented by, you know, some of the Native Americans, is that, you know, here it is, you had these white, you know, Catholic, they're referred to as white Catholic missionaries, who came in and forced the people into submission and following religious ways and took advantage of the people and took over their land. So, I mean, it's really convoluted, the history, but I would think that you have many Native Americans who maybe in retrospect say, you know, thank God for the missionaries and Junipero Serra, who came in the name of Jesus to do something, you know, to help the Native Americans out. And so not was all, I don't see it as all as being, you know, a history of oppression where Native Americans were forced into things, because now we're, you know, we're already talking, again, we're revisiting the issue of reparations. Elizabeth Warren is talking reparations for, you know, gay couples. We got reparations for Black Americans. This is going to lead to reparations for Native Americans. I mean, everybody's going to get reparations, right? I mean, I sound like Oprah Winfrey. You get reparations. Everybody gets reparations here. It's like, come on.
Right. It does seem as if, it's getting a little out of hand. But just, you know, another example, back to the Bladensburg Peace Cross, another example, just, you know, if things getting a little out of hand here with everyone being offended, Justice Gorsuch wrote his own concurring opinion, which I thought was interesting, and he rejected what's called the offended observer theory. He said that the Humanist Association shouldn't have even had standing in in this case, because he says, if you're offended, you can just look away.
Right.
Nobody is compelling you to sort of bow down and worship at the, you know, World War One Memorial Peace Cross. If you're driving by and it offends you, well, just don't look at it.
Exactly.
So Justice Gorsuch would have said, he would have even rejected standing, and he would have dismissed it for lack of standing, which is, I think, interesting. And
I think that's a good point, isn't it? Yeah.
Concurred in that opinion.
Yeah, it's not like all of a sudden we have the Angelus bell ringing and everybody has to bow to the cross, right?
Exactly.
Right. Well, as you say, Maureen, and thank you for coming on, is that, look at the fight for religious liberty continues. We've got a couple of victories. Thank you very much, SCOTUS. But the battle will continue to rage on. People of faith need to still stay united in prayer and remember that, hey, look at this is God's popcorn stand, and we need to be in His will, right?
That's right. And
looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month, and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk help nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Julian. The way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. By the way, you want to get involved in the conversation, let me know your thoughts. By all means, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com for more information on the show. A list every day. We post a list Monday through Friday of the guests that are on our show. As you know, we air live Monday through Friday, 6 A to 9 A, that's West Coast, and we're West Coast time, and 9 to noon Eastern, and we're here in Florida, so we'll be here in Florida for a couple more months before we head back to, we'll end up in Maui. Daughter unit is expecting number two, by the grace of God. Everything is rolling along. We had a little bit of excitement with number one, as you know. We had to go through a couple open heart surgeries with little Jackson. And they told her, I said, well, the second pregnancy, you know, chances of you having another heart issue, baby, you know, maybe 5%. So I only laughed because what happened is we got news that this little guy's got some heart issues as well, and he's going to probably have to deal with some open heart surgery. So now we're going to have two grandkids in Maui, Hawaii, with matching heart scars, you know. But things keep moving along. By the grace of God. Hey, as I promised you, Ed Puzzuoli is with us. He's the state GOP strategist in Florida. Has incredible insight, as you can imagine, years of experience with GOP candidates. And he's on top of everything politics and especially voter fraud, as we talked about before. Ed, good to have you back. Glad you had some family time. You were away to, you know, have a chance to get away from it all. So that was good.
I did. I had a great time, Bill. Thanks for having me again, and a lot's happening here in Florida.
Yeah, without a doubt. First of all, we've got the big debate, you know, coming up.
two nights only, two different stages. The Dems debating this week, and already, boy, out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, the circus has come to town.
Yes.
The circus has come to town, no doubt about it. And you know, I'm going to be interested what Marianne Williamson has to say, and and Andrew Yang. I mean, I don't know how they made the stage, but they did. And some of these candidates, frankly, even political people like me, know little about. And obviously, then there's the headliners. But be interesting to see. This is where. Democratic candidates, there's two things that are going to happen here. You could see somebody like a Joe Biden blow up and make a mistake, or one of the other the higher profile candidates.
Right.
So look, that's one thing to look out for.
Well, Biden seems to be leaking a little bit of oil here right now, isn't he, Ed?
You think he's leaking? I think there's more than a leak. The question is it going to impact him in the polls? And it really depends. I don't think he's in step with today's political world and the political reality where the Democratic primary voter really is today. So the question becomes, you know, how many more times are people going to put up with, those voters are going to put up with an apology tour of Joe Biden? I mean, that's the question.
Exactly. Well, people have suggested that, I think it was Alan Dershowitz on another issue, but it's the same idea, whether it's a thumb or an elbow on the scale. You know, a lot of these polls are suspicious, and you scratch your head and you're going, well, this is 2016 deja vu one more time, even within the Democratic Party, is that, you know, just like it was for Hillary, they had predetermined that she was going to be the heir apparent, end of story, and they manufactured all kinds of shenanigans, and, it took a while to finally put Bernie Sanders to rest, but they were able to do that by the California primary. But I think they're trying to act a little bit sooner between what they're doing, what they're manufacturing, and the mainstream media. What do you say?
Look, this is a long way, and the media can be counted on if there's blood in the water for them to jump on it like sharks. So
yes.
Let's put it in the right perspective. On the other hand, I would say Joe Biden has a long way to go to the nomination, and here's the problem. In my view, Joe Biden numbers, his numbers right now in polls, if you believe them, are as high as I think they're going to be. People know who he is, particularly Democrats, and I don't think he suits, he is not talking the same kind of issues. He has a lot of baggage from a background standpoint relative to where the party voter is today. And I think this is just going to be more cause for a little bit of a civil war inside the Democratic Party. They're trying to keep the wraps on it, but you can't.
No.
You know, he is the guy they have to shoot at. Of all the people on the stage, you know, one day to the next, the two debates nights, you know, he's the one right now standing in the way of those folks, each of those folks on that stage who are quite ambitious. I mean, you know, some are real and some aren't, but some of that's going to get flushed out. But
yeah,
bottom line is, I would expect to see Democrats. I would expect to see some things like I think Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Obviously Bernie Sanders, because he has a built-in set of people who support him, that are always underpolled. So I think this race is, Democrats have a long, tough road, and I'm not so sure, as President Trump says, Sleepy Joe is going to have, is going to be there in the end. I just don't think he is in line with today's Democratic voter.
Kind of amazing, as you said, some past habits he just cannot get away from. I mean, he got caught for plagiarizing before, and again, you know, he's posting his website's plagiarizing. He's like, oh, Joe, tell me it's not true. Come on.
Oh, you know, what's the line? Joe, tell me. Say, hey, Joe. I mean, but look, you know, he is what he is. I mean, and he also is. Let's be objective about it. He is a politician from another time and
exactly.
place that has to sell who tries to be genuine and authentic. And even when he ran 20 years ago, couldn't be genuine and authentic because of the plagiarizing issues and some of the other things that he was involved with. But here's the problem. Today's political world is the idea that he worked together with some some of the more the segregationist side of the Democratic Party years and years ago, that doesn't play well today.
Mm, right.
The idea that he was the chairman of the Anita Hill, you know, Clarence Thomas Judiciary Committee, and that doesn't play well today. The idea that he spearheaded and voted for Bill Clinton's criminal justice, getting tough on crime federal bill that was during the Clinton administration, that doesn't play well today. So all of these things that once showed some political skill and some cooperation between Republicans and Democrats, that is not in vogue today, and I don't think the Democratic primary voter is going to put up with it, because if you look at what they're talking about now and where that party is, they are not just left of center, they are left of left.
Yes, exactly. And and here they are as they're right now, their apparent standard bearer, as you said, has too much history, and he cannot move left enough because he's got too much baggage from decades. I mean, he's got 5 decades of service here and history that hold him back, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's got a long history, and whether what we think of it, what I think of it, doesn't matter. What Democratic primary voters think of it matters a lot. And I don't see how a Bernie Sanders supporter or a Elizabeth Warren supporter or Mayor Pete supporters, somebody who voters who would be drawn to those three would somehow find passion in voting for Joe Biden. And
right.
In that case, I think he loses. There's a couple other things I wanted to mention about Florida dynamics. It's very important, I think, for your viewers to get some insight on. We have some distinct advantages on the Republican side because of Governor DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
He's the latest polling. Now, while I don't necessarily believe in polls, these election polls, you know, who's going to win the presidency, the presidential race, or who's where, but What I do put merit in the pollings are the favorable versus unfavorable pieces. And in the poll, Governor DeSantis in Florida is at 30+% greater favorable rating. He's in the 55-60 range of favorable rating and only 20-25% unfavorable. And that is a very big deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a popular governor heading into a presidential race of the same party, it is a very powerful, powerful tool.
Exactly.
It can be a great surrogate for the president.
Well, Democrats had to admit, after seeing what happened in Orlando, Ed, they said, we don't have anybody who could fill an arena like Trump, right?
Yeah, you know, the standing room, the fact that they had to put up TVs, big screen televisions outside of the arena for people to see what was going on. I mean, the president, I mean, I'll share with you the feedback. I wasn't there, I was on vacation, but the bottom line is that there was an overwhelming response. One, two, I wish the president has a lot more to talk about, which he didn't yet hit on. The campaign message needs to be about the economy, on how the economy is not just this Trump economy, which is so strong and so good. By the way, you know,
and let's say it's broad as well, because they would want you to believe it's only the top 1%, but there's no doubt it has gone across all spectrums. Go ahead.
No, well, there's you know that the basic basically we have historic employment numbers for African Americans. We have historic employment numbers for women. We have historic employment numbers for Hispanics. I mean, and so, and we have the rise in wages across the board.
Exactly.
We're finally seeing strong wage growth so that American families can continue to grow and prosper. And that is, there is no denying that. That should be the message, and I'll share with you. I did a little traveling.
Got 10 seconds left, Ed. 10 seconds. Go ahead.
And I'll tell you, everyone there says they would give, whatever they agree or disagree with Trump, they would give their right arm to have the strength of the American economy today.
Exactly. He's the president of Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott. Ed Pizzuoli. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ed.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the